This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You can't trust the spineless Republicans, and I'm going to give you an example. So, this is a story that I read the other day. Florida Republican Senator Rubio on Monday evening joined a small group of GOP senators referring to Joe Biden as president-elect. Now, the race was called, you know, at this on that particular day about over a week ago, but he and that called by the media, just for the record. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Ah, we got the sound. Thank you, guys. I feel like I needed to shout. You know you'll make me want to shout. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yeah, so these four senators, let me ask you if this is a surprise to you. Marco Rubio, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Ben Sasse. So there's a total of five of these spineless pukes that know this race isn't over. And they've joined in calling Biden, brain dead moronic Biden, president-elect. They've congratulated him for clinching the White House. Rubio made the reference when he was asked by Capitol Hill reporters what he made of reports that his colleague, independent Maine Senator Angus King, could be considered as a candidate to be the next director of national intelligence under a Biden presidency. Well, that'll be the president-elect's decision, obviously, Rubio told reporters on Monday. See, this is what bugs me about Republicans. Really? I mean, he should have said, first of all, Joe Biden is not president-elect, but if by some stroke of absolute luck he makes it, it's his decision. But I wouldn't refer to him as president-elect. I wouldn't do anything of the sort. But this is the nonsense we have to put up with these stupid Republicans, man. God, these people are insane. They play right into the hands of these Democrats when they should be towing the line, when they should be holding down the fort, keeping pulling on the rope, whatever. Use whatever metaphor you need. Oh, my gosh. I want to get to the vote count. And if we do, we'll get to some of these Sidney Powell things because it's pretty amazing. But I want to give you the vote count because I want you to understand that there has been no mandate from the Democrats. And it's a scary thought for them because what scares them most is that roughly 80 million people, mostly armed Americans, did issue a mandate. And that mandate was for Donald Trump. And that's got to be a scary thought. You want to believe, you pretend that you're leading. You've got the media, everything driving it. And while you're doing that, overwhelmingly this country says, nope, we voted for Trump. See, when Trump won, there was no discussion of did he cheat. I mean, maybe there were a few Democrats who were wondering that. But there was no wonder, he used Dominion software to bump up his vote. He lost, theoretically, the popular vote to Hillary Clinton, which I promise you, if they go back and look at that, you'll find out Hillary Clinton had 5 million votes that were lies, too. Fraudulent. Democrats are of one mind. They must sell the idea that Joe Biden got almost 80 million votes. Just not possible. It's going to be a good week, folks. A great week for Trump supporters. At last count, there are 80 million of us, as I've been mentioning. Estimates were that there are over 240 million eligible voters in 2018. You know how many, the number that I got in another figure said that of these 240 million eligible voters that are this year, 159.8 million cast a vote. Now, 61% of people voted in 2008, which is 208 million people. Of the 208 million people, 61% voted. I screwed that up, but you'll get what I'm saying here in a second. So if you use the figure of 208 million voters, 61% voted in 2008, the estimates would be at the highest election that we've ever had. 61% were highest in modern history, going back at least to 1980. That's what I researched. We would have expected 149 million people to vote. We had 10.8 million more votes than the high water mark. I don't know what that works out to be in terms of, you know, percentage of voters, but you can do the math. It's roughly 160 million versus 240 million, and that is a good guess. That's about 67%. So you tell me, what was the spike that created 67% when the former high water mark was roughly 61.2%? When in the time when Obama was dragging people out of the woodwork to the polls. Explain to me how that could happen. I'm going to give you some numbers when we come back. It's going to be tough to keep up with them, so I'm just going to generalize these numbers. But I want you to understand what these numbers reflect and how incredible, what you have to believe about this election to believe that 67% of America decided to vote. And in some jurisdictions, over 90% of people in some states, not counties, in some states, using the very data that the left tries to use to debunk us, which is Snopes, I'm going to give you some data that will blow your mind. Now, what are we going to be busy with this week? We're going to be busy with all these bombshells of Sidney Powell. I wish Sidney Powell, there's a part of me that wishes she hadn't set a bar that high. There's another part of me that's glad she did, because it's got people talking, probably on both sides. Because she did it, she's got the Democrats scrambling. And when you scramble, you know, there are organized, you know, people that commit crimes, and then there's the disorganized. Well, the chaotic crime people, they leave lots of evidence. And that's where the Democrats are. So the more about the numbers when we get back. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reached these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either, and we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. www.kevinjackson.com/KevinJackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Of fraud allegations in the state of New Mexico. And we have a significant number of allegations in the state of Virginia. I don't know yet whether the number in Virginia will reach the number that can turn the election. In the states that we have indicated in red, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, we more than double the number of votes needed to overturn the election in terms of provable illegal ballots. All you got to do to find out if I'm misleading you at all is to look at the lawsuits. Look what's alleged. Look at the affidavits. Maybe we can supply more affidavits. In order to do it, I have to get permission from the people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know about affidavits. You know, they're legal documents, obviously, and they're real whistleblowers. But I hope these guys have video. They got something that we can turn over to these people. According to Sidney Powell, we've got a treasure trove of information. I got to believe her.
Anyway, I'm going to go through these numbers before we get into anything that has to do with Sydney. But she had an amazing interview that had some interesting revelations, and I want to try to get to that. But I went back from 1980 to 2016, looked at the numbers, what presidential elections get, and there's some based on – the ones that are based on the legal voters, I'm going to give you real quickly – the numbers, and they go 54, 55, 52, 58, 51, 54, 60.1. That was in 2004, coming on the heels of George Bush having barely beaten, Gore in 2000. And then 61.6, which is what happened in 2008. Then it dropped down to 58% in 2012 when Obama had lost his shine, baby black Jesus. And then this in 2016, 59.2. And this year, 67%. Now the largest number was 2008, 61.6%. Largest year on record. And the year that from 2004 to 2008, in other words, they had 8 years of Bush now. They had Barack Obama becoming the most popular guy on the planet. And the election in 2004 went from 60.1 to 61.6%. It rose only 6%. Yet, the vote count this year rose 14.4%, going from 59.2% to 66%. Trump's vote count rose 16% from 2016 to 2020. In other words, the 10 million votes that Donald Trump is credited with rising is a 16% increase over what he had in 2016. Now, truth be told, Trump probably got another 7 to 10 million votes that he got cheated out of. So who knows what that number actually is. It's probably closer to 25% rise in 2016. But they want you to believe that they have the mandate, not us. It's insane. So you can look at these numbers any way you want. And what you're going to find out is that there's no mathematical way that Joe Biden won. Everybody knows it. So I want to segue into some of these losses and things when we get a few minutes. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the good news. So we've learned that, you know, while Joe Biden wants to continue pretending being president-elect, and he would just be a figurehead for a Soros-run government if he were to get in, and he won't. But I want to give you an example of the continuation of the ruse. And that is, Twitter gave Joe Biden the POTUS account beginning January 20th. Because needless to say, once Twitter turns over at POTUS, it's then official, right? If you look at anything that's on Google right now, Google-owned YouTube, they proudly display everywhere that AP called the election. I wrote about this. I even put a little graphic up that showed you. The AP has called a presidential race for Joe Biden. See more on Google. And it points you over there. Watch any kind of fake news outlet, you're not going to hear a voter fraud. I'm not sure they report anything at all to do with all of the votes being overturned in Georgia and Wisconsin or whatever, and the recent finding that many dead people voted. The New York Post had a story about the number of dead people that have been on the voter rolls. But there's no, that wasn't intentional. Well, if it wasn't intentional, how did that dead person vote? I'm just curious. Do you know the Democrats, they go get the obituary. They harvest the people who've died, knowing that they obviously can't vote, and then somebody circles
the votes. Circles a little oval and puts them in. I don't even know why Democrats bother hiring minions. Why don't they just get a machine that fills it in with a felt tip pen or whatever and makes it not perfect so that it's different every time? A little bit. They leave a little bit out. Why don't they just do that? You can bet somebody's working on that machine. Anyway, what's going on with the SCOTUS is what's going to really screw things up for the Democrats. Because Amy Barrett Cohen, or Coney Barrett, she's got a new circuit assignment. And it takes effect immediately. Barrett was assigned to the Seventh Circuit. She'll serve there as a judge for 3 years before becoming a justice. Two other justices, Sotomayor and Gorsuch, were also assigned for the first time to circuits where they had previously served as judges. Sotomayor in the Second Circuit and Gorsuch in the Tenth. Circuit justice is responsible for emergency requests, like to block an execution, allow it to go further from a geographical area by his or her circuit, as well as mundane matters like request to file extension of deadlines, things like that. But justices can and often do refer significant emergency requests to the full court, a role that has taken on increased importance in recent years because of the sharp uptick, they say, on the court's shadow docket. So they've got this movement that's occurring where these different people are moving around, and I'm just going to cut to the chase. Brett Kavanaugh handles Michigan. Amy Coney Barrett handles Wisconsin. Sam Alito handles Pennsylvania, and Clarence Thomas handles Georgia. So let's see how this shakes out in the event that Trump has to make emergency declarations and go to the court. These are the people that are probably going to be right front and center.
Radio show. It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. The National Turkey Federation is presenting two turkeys to be pardoned by President Trump for Thanksgiving. Chairman of the National Turkey Federation, Ron Cardell, says people can go on social media to vote which one will be the National Thanksgiving Turkey.
The names of the turkeys are Corn and Cobb. Iowa fits, right?
You're listening to USA Radio News. The United States is continuing to help those affected by hurricanes across the world.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another SpaceX launch is scheduled for Monday night should the weather cooperate. The launch involving Starlink satellites was supposed to happen last night in Florida. It will be the seventh time this Falcon 9 rocket will soar into the sky. The Starlink project is working to build a network of small satellites to provide internet around the world. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You just can't look at these numbers anyway in this election and come out with any other conclusion that it was the big cheat. Did you guys see the video of, what's his name, Edward Solomon? And he's dissecting how they did it. It's really interesting. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to his Kevin Jackson Show. You got to see it. I can't even explain it. You got to see it. But he talks about how they duplicate certain things and the ratios stay the same and all this. Absolutely fascinating. And there's another thing that we were talking about. Well, I noticed in an article that I read, and they talked about why are there fractions in the voters? When you look at the reports that came in, the voters are fractional. So in other words, it isn't Joe Biden got 23 votes and Trump got, 67. It's 23.333 or 3, 67.61827, whatever. There should be no fractions. And the reason why there are fractions is because the algorithm didn't take into that effect and didn't know how to average it, didn't say, okay, let me just cut to the nearest decimal point. So it's another glaring mistake made by the left in building this algorithm. Because I don't think they ever expected anybody to try to parse it and figure it out. But somebody did. Somebody did. So these numbers are interesting to say the least. Because we have the first election in history that approached 70, in modern history, that approached 70% participation. Oh, do we have those numbers of what it is in the different areas? Let me see if we have that. You got them? Okay. Oh, wow, yeah. So this came from Pam Geller's website. I don't know if it's true. You guys can look it up. But she says, total ballots cast, 1,327,394. Total votes, 1,405,376. Now, you say, well, it was pretty close. But let's say it was less. It was because it's roughly 1.3 million ballots cast, 1.4 million votes. So 100,000 more votes. In this case, it's not 100,000. It's about 75,000, 77,000 more votes than ballots. Now, remove what you want. I just gave you the numbers. We're talking about
60% is a big number of the number of people who vote. We're talking about 100 and something percent here, 101 or 102%. And then Snopes comes back and says, well, it wasn't that many or whatever. Oh, by the way, Biden's margin of victory or margin of ahead of Trump is roughly 34,000 votes in Nevada. Now, of course, we know that it's really none. But let's just play the game for a little bit. So Snopes debunks Pam Geller's claim about more votes than ballots. And here's what they said. They said, where is it? Where'd it go? I thought you guys sent me the whole thing. Okay, there it is. Got it. Sorry, kid. I'm going to have to let you go. You got to have me all my stuff. You got to have it ready. You got to be Johnny on the top. You got to be Johnny on the top. You got to be ready to go. Whatever. I got it. I'm good. All right. Last time I said that, people actually thought I fired my producer. But I did. How can you fire somebody when they volunteer? Oh, man. Anyway, so Snopes wanted to debunk this whole thing. And I don't know whether Nevada had more votes than ballots. It wouldn't surprise me. I know there are counties in Wisconsin where it occurred. There are counties in or precincts where it occurred. Same is true of Philadelphia, having under Romney. I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. In their trying to debunk this whole thing, they screwed up. Because I looked at the data. And here's what they gave you the numbers. Nevada, 1,856 registered voters, 1,221,403 votes. Now, here's what I want you to understand. The registered voters, let me just give you the statistics. So they did this for every single battleground state. They did Nevada, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia. I'm going to give you the statistics. Now, I've already told you that in the biggest election of our lifetime, Barack Obama's in 2008, 61.6% of the people voted. So let me give you these numbers by state on who voted. Nevada, 67%. You know what? Let me back up. In this election, because supposedly everybody hated Trump, but he got 10 million to 20 million more votes than he got in 2016, this election is at 67%. Now, again, the biggest election in history with baby black Jesus won in 2008, 61.6%. But in this election, Nevada, 67%, 5 points bigger, more than 5 points, than the biggest election ever. Pennsylvania, 70% of the people voted. 70%. That is a full 8% plus more than voted in 2016. I mean, in 2008, when we had rock star status Barack Obama. But this is the one you're going to really enjoy. Minnesota. 91% of the people in Minnesota voted. Maybe it's because it's so cold that that's all they wanted to do. They're like, oh, man, I can't wait to vote. That way I can get out of the house and do something different. I don't know. It seems to me like they wouldn't vote in the cold. But, hey, 91%. That's the highest. But don't worry, these numbers are still amazing. North Carolina, 74% of the people voted. You're going to love this one. Wisconsin, you want to take a bet? You want to take a guess? Well, you guys can take a guess because you've seen it. You take a guess. Radio audience, I'm going to try to sense what you're thinking. I already told you Minnesota was the highest. Anyway, Wisconsin, 89% of the people voted. You buying this? Michigan, 63%. At least it's closer in line, Michigan is, even though it is a full 1.6%, 1.4% higher than the previous best, Arizona, 68%, and Georgia, 68%. Every one of the battleground states is higher than the largest election of our history. Now, I believe Donald Trump broke some records in the number of people, who voted for him. I believe it. I believe it's 15 million minimum and probably closer to 20. But whatever the real number is, it didn't even skew these numbers to this degree. Minnesota, 91%. So who's so popular in Minnesota that it can vote almost 30 points higher than the biggest election ever? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a compare and contrast of 2016 or even 2008 and how each of those states voted percentage-wise in the election. Because I'm going to bet you money that not a single one of them is larger than this right here. Now, if you want to convince me that Joe Biden inspired that level of people to come out, I'm going to call you a liar to your face and skank slap you. Because that's what you deserve. Not a single state is at or near the level of the highest performing election in history. In terms of they're much higher. They all outperformed the best election in history. One almost outperformed it by 30%. Now, I got this chart I told you going back to 1980. I gave you the numbers. 2 years, we went over 60%. 2004, on the heels of Gore, and 2008, when Barack Obama decided to throw his hat in the ring and be a president that knew nothing. And he caught a tiger by the tail. This is insane. The number of voters and the number and the percentages. And you got to see the chart because you can make your own assessments. But there were times like in 1996, only 51% of the people voted. 1998, 52.8%. This was before the rampant cheating, by the way. That happened really around 2004 when the Democrats lost Gore, lost to Bush, and they started with the trickeration. And I can almost tell you, I can verify these numbers if I wanted to do some math, but I don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits must be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type will be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Sidney Powell appeared on. She's been all over the place. But I'll admit, Howie Carr did one heck of an interview with her, and there were so many good clips to take out of this. I mean, I'd love to just play the whole interview. I just don't want to do Howie Carr that injustice because it's his work. And he asked very good questions, and his timing on what to ask and when was impeccable. Now, Sidney is supposedly feuding with Tucker, who was, you know, very rude to her, she said. And Tucker's trying to get information that he knows he shouldn't be trying to get from her. You let the court settle that stuff. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to.
It is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So we've been going over the numbers, but it's going to be a busy week for us, a busy week for pundits, a busy week for us, for us conservatives, as we watch Donald Trump continue his fight. You're going to watch the media spin this thing in so many different ways, but I keep coming back to this. Why is Joe Biden fundraising if he's president-elect? He's fundraising to fight court cases. They think they're winning some. Pennsylvania is forcing President Trump's hand because some judge overruled that he couldn't, you know, do something in counties. Does it really matter? Here's what we know. A judge overrules something knowing that Pennsylvania is in complete disarray, and the Trump team's going to appeal it. And what Melissa was telling me is, and she's a legal beagle, and she says all they're doing is giving Trump every reason to fast-track it to go right to the Supreme Court, which is not going to be good for them. I think this will end up in state legislatures. I don't think Trump will have to go to the Supreme Court, but I don't know. I'm not a procedural guy. I don't know that kind of thing, but we'll see. Anyway, Sidney Powell does this interview with Howie Carr, and I pulled out three things that I thought were the most interesting. But if you heard the interview and other interviews, you may differ with it. But the first one has to do with the evidence. And Howie Carr asked her about the evidence, and I want you to hear her words. Because I found very interesting things in each section that she did. So here's the evidence piece.
Court, and I could just see, the opposing counsel saying to the judge, well, you know, this is just an anecdote, or this may be an affidavit, but it's not material to this case, or it's hearsay. I mean, are you going to have the actual smoking guns to present to the courts?
We've got a number of smoking guns. And we may have to get witness protection for them.
So you're gonna be able to show votes changing. I mean, we've seen the freeze frames on the TV screens of the votes changing or on the computer screens. Are you gonna have the actual solid evidence that those votes were being changed by these companies?
We have a lot of extremely solid evidence. It's beyond impressive and absolutely terrifying.
Now, we've all been talking about Sidney Powell for a while, and what I can say about Sidney Powell is she appears to be a very deliberate person. She's a serious person. I've jokingly said this is not a Gloria Allred or a Michael Avenatti thing. There's no reason for her to bolster her career. She's got a good career. She's got a good reputation. There's no reason for her to play games. She understands the court systems and so on and so forth. And there she is telling us she's got the evidence. So I know that it doesn't seem like a big deal maybe because you've been hearing this, but I keep coming back to, you know, we've been led to believe through the Durham report and the Mueller report and Ukraine and all these things that we're going to get them. And we've been going through these governmental ways to do it. And we finally have a civilian way to do it, and we're hoping Sidney Powell is it. I'm going to make bet money that she is. Let's go on to number two, which is the vote count.
You've said that you think that millions of votes were removed from the president's vote totals. How many million votes do you think were removed for the president of the United States that he got on November 3rd?
Well, my pure estimate at this time is roughly 7 million, but it might be more. We're also getting some data that reflects that millions, not just a few hundred or thousands, but some millions of dead people voted, which would have been, well, any of that actually is each instance of that is a federal crime, a federal felony. But I think we're going to find a significant conspiracy to do that. We've also got evidence of people being paid, and we've got pictures of the check stubs paid to people to ballot harvest and do fraudulent voting. So this year was every means and manner of fraud that you can possibly imagine and many that you could never imagine.
So how many fraudulent votes do you think that Joe Biden had on his side of the slate?
Probably at least 10 million.
10 million fraudulent votes?
Probably.
And how many?
Maybe more.
And President Trump lost 7 million votes. And how many dead people, how many votes of dead people were cast, do you think?
we're still tracking down that data to see if what we've been provided is real, but if it is correct, it's several million.
I got to tell you, those are shocking numbers. And they fall in line with what I've been saying to you guys. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to this Kevin Jackson Show. They fall in line with what I told you. I said, number one, Joe Biden is not 10 million votes more popular than Barack Obama. So I can already tell you that Joe Biden and 10 million votes is wrong. That number is wrong. Joe Biden is probably 15 to 20 million votes in the positive. And what they did was they flipped 10 million votes from Trump to Biden when that algorithm had to kick in. And then they deleted 7 million votes of Trump, or they deleted 7 million of Trump and then kicked in some. I don't know. You know, stronger minds than mine have to look at the numbers that way. But I know from a common sense perspective, my numbers are right. But she goes on to say millions of dead people in each one of those is a federal offense. But what got me, evidence of people paid to ballot harvest. Do you think maybe that the Department of Justice is visiting some of these people who got paychecks from a company that is a ballot harvesting company, and they're having to answer questions? Do you think any of them are signing affidavits or saying, you know what, I did change votes, I did that under penalty of perjury, I admit I did it? Because I think that's happening. Once you expand that sphere of people who could possibly get you in trouble, you're in bad shape. And look, I told you guys about, I'm going to have her on the show soon. I told you about my friend who was a Democrat, and she said, Kevin, I did everything they're talking about. I filled out ballots. I harvested ballots. I took them in, you know, in the middle of the night after the election, and on and on. She will tell you what she did 20 years ago. She laughed at me and said, well, two things. I'm no longer a Democrat, and the statute of limitations ran out on the stuff that I did. But she goes, I feel terrible what I did. And she says they're doing this in the black communities mainly. But let me tell you, this wasn't a black community thing. They had white people. What do you mean? It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, or whomever. All you got to do is fill in a little circle. It's insane what's happened here. Let me play this last clip on Coomer.
All of them haven't been arrested, I don't know.
Let me ask you about this guy, Eric Coomer. I think he works for Dominion. He's Berkeley, California, University of California grad. He's the one who was allegedly, he was on a conference call or something, a Zoom with Antifa, and he said, supposedly, don't worry about Trump. I've already made sure he's going to lose the election. Is that true for starters? And is
yes,
it's true. You have that.
It's true. Yeah, we have an affidavit to that effect, and we have the. I think we have a copy of the call.
Where is Eric Coomer now?
And yes, he's disappeared.
I love how, excuse me, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson. I love how Howie Carr laughs like, that may be the operative word here. He's been disappeared. Wow. I found that part insightful because, see, up to this point, people were like, well, they think it was Coomer and all this. And I did some research on this. And I said, this is very intriguing, but we can't say for sure. Sidney Powell's like, nope, we got it. It is him. We have the recording. We know it's him. Where is he? Can't say. Don't know. That's got to be, I mean, talk about having to pay the piper. Eric Coomer's going to have to stand before the man pretty soon.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.